My name is Madison Allen. I am 13 years old. Today is November 27th, and I'm speaking with Patricia Schrader, who is my grandma. We are recording this interview in the Cayman Islands in Maryland. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Very quiet. I had 8 siblings. I had one older brother, and then me, and then all the rest. And we had to listen. My parents did not put up with us not listening. We did whatever we were told to do. We had to help clean the house. And my mother worked, and my father did too, and my grandma tended all of us while they worked. And there was no such thing as getting anything other than an A in school. We all got A's. And that's just how it was when I was growing up.
Nice. Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
The most difficult what?
Moment in your life.
Oh, moment.
Yeah.
In my life?
Yep.
I think the most difficult was when I got a divorce.
Oh.
That was very difficult with me because I had one child, and she stayed with me, but that was the most difficult.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
I guess the day that my daughter was born was probably the happiest because I was married for 6 years and I thought I would never have any children. And So that was the happiest, the day that she was born.
Yeah. Do you have any regrets in life?
No, I had a good life. I really have no regrets.
That's good. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Well, the only advice that I would have is to do good in school.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need that to go on to college and get a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you can take care of yourself and not have to rely on anybody.
Yep. Okay. How would you like to be remembered?
As a good person.
Yep. It's a good way.
I gave when I had to give, and I tried to be good to everybody.
Yep. How has your life been different than how you would have imagined it when you were young?
I don't know that I imagined it other than in that day and age was to get married, have children, and live the rest of your life out with that person. But that just didn't happen. And I only had the one child.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
The grandparents that I remember most is my mother's mother. She lived with us, and while my parents worked, she took care of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a good person. She was a very good person.
Yeah.
And my other grandma on my father's side, I remember she lived one street down, and I used to go down, and she used to make me bologna curls in my hair. She would sit on the front porch, and I would sit on the floor, and she would make... That is about all I remember about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you share some of your earliest childhood memories?
Just that going out to play all the time. We played hopscotch, kickball, hide and seek. There was no television, so we didn't have TV.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as cell phones, so we didn't have that. Our telephone was on a party line, and if we picked it up and somebody else was talking, we had to hang up and wait till they got off. Mm-hmm. Then we could make our phone call.
All right. Tell me about where you grew up and what was it like?
I grew up in a very small town, and I think just about everybody knew everybody else. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of friends, and I went to school with those friends all my life until we graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm. And did you stay friends with them?
I did for a long time, but then when I moved to Washington, D.C., or close by, I kind of lost touch with them. So, no, I don't have any friends from way back that I keep in touch with.
What's one of your most vivid childhood memories of school?
When I was in the fifth grade, I was first in my class, and the teacher told my grandma, and my grandma told me, and I was very happy.
Okay. What did you and your friends do in the summer growing up?
I think I mentioned it. We played hopscotch, kickball, hide and seek, and this was, we did all these things around where we lived.
Yeah.
Once in a while we went to the playground, but not too often. We had to stick around the house.
Yeah. What were your parents like growing up?
My what?
Your parents like when you grew up?
My parents were very strict. I remember we had to scrub the kitchen floor every day. We had to clean all the time. If my father said we had to do something, we did it. We didn't argue. Mm-hmm. If my mother said something, we didn't argue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think that was the last question. So thank you for letting me interview you.
Okay, honey, when do you leave for the airplane?
In about 5 minutes.
Okay, have a good trip.
Thank you, bye, love you.
Bye, love you.